give us a rundown on the synopsis of Act One and Act Two.
It's two acts, and there are five scenes in each act. And we have said it in 1946 is the year that we selected. And Carlotta Floyd says the recent past, and it was composed in 1955. So we said it in 1946. And they are in New Hope Valley, Tennessee. And the whole community is out in front of the church having a square dance. And they're preparing for the Reverend Olin Blitch to come to their town the next day, and he's going to be doing baptisms and things like that. So they don't have a regular preacher there. They do have the elders of the church that take care of business when they don't have a visiting reverend. So they're waiting for the reverend, and he shows up early, and everyone's surprised by that, and he joins the dancing, and he sort of, there's a beautiful young woman named Susanna there who catches his eye, and not only his eye, but most of the men in the town are looking at her, this beautiful young woman, but she's 18 years old and isn't aware of the feelings that she is inspiring in the men of her community. So then the next morning at her home, outside her home, she is bathing in the creek next to her house where she's been bathing the entire spring, and the creek is on their property, and the elders are out looking for a place to hold the baptism that the Reverend Olin Blitch is going to perform. And they come upon her bathing in the creek. She doesn't see them, but they do see her. And they are filled with lustful feelings about her and then very quickly sort of catch themselves and are repulsed really by their own reactions and begin to say that she's the devil, Susanna's the devil. Meanwhile, she's humming the beautiful aria that she had just sung before that. Well, the Jaybird song, actually. So she's obliviously humming this song from her childhood as the men are starting to say, she's an evil person, we must tell the community. And so basically what happens after that is, I think you can tell where the story is going, that they get the Reverend Olin Blitch also involved, and he tries to get her to repent. And she, first of all, doesn't know what's happening. She doesn't feel like she did anything wrong. And as she begins to discover, she refuses to repent because she says, I haven't done anything wrong. And I don't really want to ruin the ending, but it's a very sad ending that once this community has decided that she is an evil woman, there isn't really changing anybody's mind regardless of what the truth is. And so it's a very, very sad ending. But it's just so human all throughout, the way that the rumor can become the truth in everyone's eyes, and then there's no way to change it. And the reverend and the church that he represents is a very large part of what persecutes her. So it creates a lot of questions, and I don't believe that this opera is a condemnation of religion at all, but it does raise some really really deep issues, and it's been a wonderful thing for the students to have to sort of work through some of those feelings. And I do hope that people will come, because it's a wonderful story and very thought-provoking.
And especially relevant.